Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On January 22nd, 1973, the US Supreme Court rules in Roe v. Wade that women, as part of their constitutional right to privacy, can terminate a pregnancy during its first two trimesters. Let's listen.
I say, Jim, this is a wonderful day for women, and I'm glad everyone has the choice to make, but I do not want to get rid of our beautiful child.
Of course not. That would be murdering the embryo. Let's cross the street and go home where we can feed you some chocolate, shall we?
Oh, that sounds
wonderful.
Get out
of the way! I'm driving here, punks!
Hey, that driver, I hope he yields us the right of way. We are pedestrians in the crosswalk.
Oh my goodness,
yield,
I don't have the time
I'm
to go back.
You.
I'm so pregnant.
Here, let's walk slowly so you don't injure yourself, pregnant wife.
Oh, a baby! That's 50 points!
Bang!
Oh no! My wife is dead! And her embryo with her!
Let me back up and see if they're okay. No sign of them. I'm out of here. Vroom.
And soon after, the Supreme Court did also decide that the constitutional right to privacy does include the right to walk across the street in the crosswalk without a car hitting you, which is why, as a driver, you should always yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.